Alan?
Yes.
I heard about the Good Samaritan work you did the other day.
Uh-huh. You have to be more specific because I'm always doing it.
Well, you used your your bougie bucks.
My bougie bucks.
You used your bougie bucks. You got an above-ground swimming pool and filled it to the brim with marinara and let local mothers swim in it.
That is true.
And what was it again? What did you call him? The Hogcast Hoopla?
Yeah.
Special tent?
Yeah, yeah.
And you had local musicians perform and you made like pepper jelly. You hired local canners to make pepper jelly.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Some like canned yams and shit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah.
It sounds like a fucking blast and a half.
Yeah, yeah. It's a real shame I forgot to invite you, Russ.
Yeah, I really wanted to go. I really wanted to hang out with all the young mothers.
Yeah, yeah, it's a real shame.
But instead, you did pay me to distract the fathers.
Yeah, so I did. Well, so I like I told you, I needed some supplies from IKEA beforehand to put together some chairs for all the young moms to sit in. So I sent you and these dads to help pick out some IKEA furniture.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then, of course, we all know what happens when you go to IKEA. When I go to IKEA.
You're just eating those meatballs.
I got dragged to another adventure with that rapscallion, IKEA Albert.
Okay, yeah.
The grown man raised by IKEA furniture, Mowgli in the Jungle Book style, with less weird insinuations about
slightly less racist,
slightly less.
I mean, he is still from IKEA.
Yeah. So we went out and about. I had to kill a cushion that had been apparently a Swedish nuclear scientist dropped a swatch.
One of the atomic watches. Yes.
Yeah, an atomic watch. Yeah, the atomic clock. Dropped the atomic clock, which radiates, into a pile of stuffed animals, and the stuffed animals came to life and tried to eat IKEA Albert and his clan of IKEA people.
Whoa, there's more IKEA people? I thought he just lived alone in one of the toilet stalls.
Yeah, and most of the young fathers died.
Oh, well.
Which made your Mother's Day gala into a Widow's Day gala, and I heard that,
Hey, that feel when the guy in her bio dies, though, am I right?
And yeah. And the other dads afterwards, we went to the local Fred Meyer in your area, it'd be Kroger, and we went to the pharmacy section, and we looked at lotions for an hour for our various birds, and we were trying to figure out what lotion was the best value.
I thought you said various birds. I'm like, what does a bird need with lotion?
What?
Do you hear that noise?
No.
The washing machine outside is freaking out. Okay.
Oh no! That's what, man. You were trying to get rid of the marinara stains.
Yeah, all those. Oh, I've got all these single mom marinara stain swimsuits.
Well, single widows now.
Well, yeah. Well, they're still moms.
And then they comforted you, and you comforted them.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah,
and that's why I've got to get all these stains out.
Oh no!
It's extra marinar.
Well, going back to the original episode, you do come marinar.
Yes, yeah, that was established in episode one, as we all know.
It sucks. It sucks that we wanted to have such a beautiful Mother's Day celebration with all these young mothers.
Yes.
So, I'm talking 25 to 30. Young ass mothers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now it's become such a day of mourning and loss because of the men who survived, only two survived, and that was the two going through divorce right now.
Yeah, well, so I mean,
and you know, it's because family court is tougher than any of the shit.
Yeah,
we
I was about
through.
To say, are they really living if they're going through family court?
They're husks.
Yeah.
At one point, we got some magical soul weaponry.
Oh, from the IKEA.
Yeah, from the IKEA.
Was it just like a hammer, or like maybe a right angle?
It was some foam. It was some sort of like vinyl spatulas.
Oh,
that harness the energy of your spirit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like SpongeBob.
The kitchen cutlery. Yeah, like SpongeBob. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love SpongeBob and his so funny memes. They make me laugh and laugh.
Clap boy.
Oh, hey, I'm at the Krusty Krab.
Damn. Is that a meme? I'm at the Krusty Krab?
I mean, he says it a lot.
I mean, he is at the Krusty Krab a lot, too.
my other favorite SpongeBob quote, fuck!
Damn.
Fuck!
Bastard.
I love H... it's John... John Benjamin, SpongeBob, Bob's Burgers.
Well, that's the
SpongeBob's Burgers.
Yeah, that's the ideal.
So funny.
Oh boy, ooh, Eugene Merman is Eugene the Merman.
Ew, Gene Merman.
Oh,
I get so pissed off at Merman though. You know
why? Eat the Shape of Water. Or?
Yeah. I saw The Shape of Water.
Well, you got pissed at The Shape of Water because you're like, everybody wants to fuck this fish man with the webbed toes, and nobody wants to fuck me.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you told me when you finished seeing that movie.
I walked out and I said, Guillermo.
Guillermo, you bastard.
Guillermo, you freak. Oh,
it is weird that there's like a lot of lingering shots of like his webbed toes and feet.
When I was trapped in a CIA facility,
yeah.
I was not fed eggs. I would have loved an egg.
Now, Russ, that CIA facility that you were trapped in, did that happen to look like a urinal in like a...
Okay, I may have gotten stuck in a CIA facility's toilet.
Okay. A urinal is very tough to get stuck in, but like...
No. Well, originally I put my there. I spat bubble gum. I was
into the urinal because you thought you were being a bad boy.
I was chewing some double bubble, and the garbage can was filled to the brim. It had a used condom on top, and I was worried that it was filled to the brim, and there was a used condom.
Well,
you
didn't want to spit the bubble gum on there because you didn't want your DNA to mix with the.
No. Well, I was worried that the gum was gonna bounce off.
Oh.
And then it would have cum on it. Then I'd have to pick up a sticky piece of bubble gum.
Bubble cum.
Bubble cum gum. And stick it back in the garbage can. So I tried to spit it into the urinal, but it landed on the side and it was sticking. And I didn't want to waste water, so I tried to flick it down with my foot. But then I tripped in the urinal, and the urinal was opposite of a toilet. And so, Goofy style, I fling my arms backward in the air. I was like, ahoy, hoy, 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 hoy. And I landed butt first into the toilet, which then the door proceeded to lock in the CIA, where they take toilet confidentiality super seriously,
because
That's where most of their wheelings and dealings would go. It triple locked, so nobody could get me out. Whenever I tried to have a conversation with anyone, I didn't have the password because I was only there to replace the spark water.
Sparklets. Bottles. You mean sparklets?
Sparklets. That was a short gig. I don't really want to plug that company. What they did to me.
Yeah. The person who set this all up and put the used condom on top of the trash can, none other than Gina Haspel.
Gina Haspel.
That's a political joke.
You know what sparklets made me do?
What?
Because to survive, I had to drink
all the sparklets all that water.
I had to drink all the sparklets water.
They made you pee
water,
it back into the jug?
There. No, they just made me piss my pants. They would not have resold them. But they did make me piss my pants.
They're like, we want the
pants.
Water back. We don't want it. We're not going to sell it, but we just need it back. So pee your pants.
Yeah.
And they give us the pants.
And what's the CIA lady's name again?
Gina Haspel.
Gina Haspel. She's the one who came up with that.
Yeah, I mean, that does sound a bit like her. Oh, damn.
So yeah, that's the story. That was my last weekend, but this weekend I went on an adventure with a series of dads through IKEA.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of magical weapon did IKEA Albert find?
IKEA Albert?
Yeah.
He just had a keyblade. A keyblade he bought at a Comic-Con.
Oh, wow.
But it was like Persona 5 that he believed in it so hard that it did have the magic powers of Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, cognitions. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And right now he's actually going on a Kingdom Hearts style adventure called Retail Hearts. Mm-hmm. He's visiting different retail.
Oh, he's meeting up with all the different retail mascots.
Yeah, guess who he's adventuring with?
Who?
the skeleton ghost from Spirit Halloween stores.
Oh, wow.
Spirit of Halloween stores. And then oh gosh, who was the other one?
Radio Shack guy? Radio Cuba Gooding Jr.? I don't know.
Radio. No, they even.
No. I don't know any. See, this is the Wiz. There's from the New York area electronics store, the Wiz.
Oh, the walking the egg with two legs sticking out of it from Fry's Electronics.
Oh yeah.
And that's
yeah.
a spellcaster.
That is a spellcaster.
Yeah, and right now they're trying to find the flow from
Progressive. Aren't we all? I invited her to the party.
Because she's a young, single mother.
Yeah. Uh-oh, the washing machine's freaking out again. Can you hear it? Can you hear it, Russ?
I can hear it.
Yeah, it's freaking tumbling. Out.
Oh, yeah, by the way, this is Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic Pizza podcast on the planet. I'm your host, Russ Walsh. With me, as always, is my co-host, Alan Black. Hello.
My co-host?
Welcome. Co-host. Oh, yeah, my co-host.
My co-host, Space Ghost, coast to coast.
You're kind of like my coast because you're like...
I'm always to the left of you.
Because you know that I'm stronger on the right, and if I were to turn on you, I would go immediately for the right cross chop.
No, I was just... No, but you're just in terms of, like, politically.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you're...
Well, you know me. I'm a hardcore conservative.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a hardcore libertarian now. I've been reading some Reddit threads. And
yeah, those guys
has changed me.
Those family court dads had some pamphlets to send you.
Oh yeah, I mean, it was some rough going, and I'm sad a lot of them died. I made a lot of good friends that weekend.
Look, is a man not entitled to the dusty meatballs that he finds under the escalator?
Is a man not allowed to open his bag of Swedish fish before he purchases them?
Yeah.
Where have we gone as a culture?
I'm a sovereign citizen. I should be able to open these. Key Albert is basically a sovereign citizen.
It's true.
Yeah. Did he happen to tell you anything about the fringe on flags and admiralty law?
Oh, no.
Well, that might not be.
Technically, the weird part about it is I don't know a lot about IKEA law, because every time you're in IKEA,
mm-hmm.
you have to follow Swedish law.
True. It is like a Swedish consulate.
Swedish consulate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's kind of like when you go into an AMC, it's like Hollywood law.
Yeah, it's exactly like Hollywood law.
Which means you get to jerk off in the bathroom, it's legal.
Yeah, yep, that's why I go to AMC, baby.
Stupidest joke I've made in a long time.
Can't do it in the theater, though. That's how they got Rubens.
Can't do it in the theater.
That's how they got Rubens and the guy from Roseanne.
Oh.
Which guy was that again? Fred. You know the guy.
Jim Harney?
No. Jim Horney? No.
What is his name? Why am I forgetting Ernest's name?
No. God, no. Not Jim Varney.
Jim Varney. I said Jim Harney. I'm getting a
Jim
guy
Horney.
From work mixed up.
Jim
Doobie Horney, though.
You know what? You do be horny. according
Did
to Jim.
Did you know, actually, that was Jim Varney's twin brother who played Evil Ernest? From Ernest Goes to Prison, but that was Jim Horney.
You mean Evil Ernest, Irony? Instead of being Ernest, he's just ironic all the time?
Important jokes. Get it?
Yeah.
Literature.
Uh-huh. And instead of saying, you know what I mean, Vern? He says, shut up, Vern.
Oh, whoa!
Fuck you, Vern.
Hey, Vern, you're gonna drink this local milk.
This raw
milk.
I'm
gonna get a funnel and stuff this milk down your goddamn throat. Ugh. Vern?
He got scared smart.
And the monsters weren't real. They were just projections of humanity's inner turmoil in that film.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It was all weird, like a Plato's allegory of the cave kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Vern, we're trapped in this cave. Have you heard of a little thing called logic? Vern, Vern, no, Vern. Don't leave me in this cave, Vern.
Oh, man. And that's what happened to Ernest. In the final Ernest movie, he got left in a cave for all eternity, looking at shadows on the wall.
Ernest's scared Phobos. I don't know.
Phobos.
Thanatos, the Death Watch.
Oh,
the Death March.
Hey, guys, what about Infinity War?
Oh, Infinity War.
I love Call of Duty Modern Warfare, by the way.
Hey, speaking of things, a big ripoff of Sonic the Hedgehog. It's a fucking movie.
About a guy collecting gems?
Trying to collect gems.
Yeah, come on. He's a big, tall guy.
You kidding me?
Yeah, calm
Jeez
down.
Louise.
Oof.
$300 million, people. Just go pick up a copy of Sonic Adventure 2 off GameStop. I think it's about $15 now.
Oh, hey, who's this? What's this little scurrying noise? Hold on a second. Rocket Raccoon? Oh, he's got something to say. Hey, it's me, Rocket Raccoon!
Rocket Raccoon?
Yeah. How you doing? You talking shit about my movie?
I love your movies!
Oh, it's not what that sounded like.
Oh my gosh, I loved, Over the Garden Wall.
Ooh, I hate it when people are razzing on me.
I razzed you, bitch.
Ooh.
You fucking furry little cuck.
You meant Over the Hedge anyway.
Over the Garden Wall was the
You were thinking of Lou Over the Garden Wall by Studio Ghibli.
Hey. No, wait, that's not Ghibli, that's Yuasa, you...
Oh, whatever.
For an animated cartoon character, you should know more.
I only watch Western cartoons.
You watched Laurent et Rousseau, you stupid piece of shit.
Hey, I live in the trash. What do you want?
Hey, stop trying to suck my tit like it's got milk in it.
Hey, that's not what I'm doing. What? I thought it was like a little... I thought it was like a rotten Baby Bell cheese.
That's okay. You got me there. I do store Baby Bell cheese on my nipples.
This definitely smells like it.
Mom, don't listen to this. Happy Mother's Day.
Ooh. I only watch Western cartoons.
It sounds like you're slamming a malt beverage every minute here, RR.
Well, it's not malt beverage. It's the juice that leaks out of the bottom of a trash can sometimes.
Are you related to George R.R. Martin, by the way? Is he George Rocket Raccoon Martin? I've always wondered that.
Yes, he is. That he's too busy finishing his books. He's digging around in trash cans. You ever notice that that's why all the books have really long descriptions of food? It's because he knows it from the trash cans.
I've only seen the show.
Oh, boy.
That's just a big component you don't get from the show is how much garbage is being consumed in Westeros.
Well, yeah, that's the thing is, you know, all the tops, the thing about like big bowls of slop and stuff and trenchers or whatever.
Uh-huh.
That's what we ate in the trash.
Oh, I'm just looking up some excerpts now. There's a lot of chapters about Tyrion talking about the hobo code and how pine cones can be used as good fire starters, and how to use a wet rag as a
twisted fire
makeshift as a makeshift condom, and also the hobo code. There's a lot of text in here about the hobo code.
There is that one time where Arya Stark grabs a pie off a windowsill. Also, you notice that that in the original book, Peter Dinklage's character is like 10 feet tall, and also in space.
Wow!
He got that for me.
Whoa! From your adventures?
With Thor.
Oh, wow. Rocket Raccoon?
Mm-hmm?
Any truth to the allegations you're dating Lola Bunny?
Oh, boy. I don't want to talk about that.
Well, I've just seen tattoos going around of people altering their Bugs Bunny spanking Lola Bunny tattoo of you spanking it, and I'm just saying...
Hey, you might definitely be spanking it, all right. Oh.
You nasty little fuck.
Hey, I live in the trash. What do you expect?
Oh, wow.
I live in the trash in space. Everything in space is trash, if you ask me. Ooh.
Get also, Neil deGrasse Tyson here saying, actually, a raccoon couldn't, you wouldn't need hair follicles in space. Is that true? How do you feel about that?
Has he ever been to space? I don't think so.
He's been smoking too much of deGrasse, if you ask me.
Ooh, that's a good one. I gotta use that. I'm gonna write that down in a little moleskin.
So funny. Thank you. I've been taking improv class. Hey, you wanna join my improv team?
Well, look at the time. I gotta go.
Oh, no.
Ooh, boy, I gotta... Star-Lord's calling me. All right. Hey, Drax? Okay. Hey, bye. Oh, he just scurried out the door.
Oh my gosh, Alan, why were you so quiet? You love RR.
I just wanted to let him talk. I didn't want to interrupt. There's one thing I know. It's that Rocket Raccoon always speaks truth to power. It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Hey, do you want to do the Robin's Minute?
Oh, yeah, the Robin's Millet.
The Robin's Millet. The Robin's Millet's a really important segment. Where
hold on, I need to drink. I need to take a drink. My throat is very sore for some.
Your thort?
My throat is my thore throat. My thort?
I'm gonna make a bad joke. Ever since I sucked Chris Hemsworth's dick, I call it my thort.
That's pretty good. Hey, it's me, Rocket Raccoon. I'm back. Hey, that was
you
pretty
like
good
that
joke.
One.
I'm gonna reconsider your offer to join the improv team.
That's pretty good. I'll keep you contacted. Joy, I'll add you on WhatsApp.
He's gone now.
Oh no.
Anyway, I gotta drink something. My throat's sore for some reason.
Oh no, Little Scrimp was in a hot dog bun again after I pooped him out and he survived. That's canon. And Rocket Raccoon just ate him.
Oh damn.
And it's just like so.
Yeah, you threw him away in the garbage, and then
it's just like somebody's DeviantArt dreams, though. Do we ever talk about, did Little Scrimp want to get eaten? Is that a thing?
I don't think so. He was in love with Ikey Albert, I think. Or was Ikey Albert in love with him? I thought that's what the quest was about. Weren't you guys trying to figure a way to resurrect him or something?
You know, at some point it probably was.
Yeah, it was like...
But then it became about, like, the free state and, like, safe spaces on campuses. And
yeah,
trying to
and
find, like,
the only safe space in IKEA is 6 feet under the ground.
Yeah. Yeah, and then there was something trying to find a sword made out of pure logic.
Mm-hmm.
But then it turned out to be a pen, because the pen is mightier than the sword.
True. And they don't sell pens at IKEA, and it was a big mess.
Yeah. No, but it's a it's like, yeah, but nobody reads things written with pens anymore. You could just use a fucking computer.
True, and they don't sell those at IQ either.
No, they don't sell those. We sat down at a couple because they have the fake monitors at the fake office spaces.
Mm-hmm,
but
that only shows you fake news.
Yeah, it's true. That's all fake? The local
team
didn't win the sports game?
They did not. They've never won a sports game, Russ.
Wow, the local team.
Sorry, local team. And also the local teens.
Oh, speaking of a local teen.
Our good friend Robin, who's not a teen anymore.
Wait, Robin's not a teen?
No, she's like 22 or 3 or something.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Yeah. Time flies when you're having fun, because I'm still 15.
Calm down, Nanabe. Oh, boy.
Clamato Abe.
Clamato Abe?
Yeah,
that doesn't even fucking rhyme. I could. What is? I don't. Go, no, I want to know what this character is. Like what? Clamato Abe.
I was trying to think of something like that might work like that, but it didn't.
See, Russ, this is why you got to keep taking these classes.
Hey, honest Abe.
Oh, then see, that's good. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Or you know, the Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
Let's start the timer. 3, 2, 1, let's jam. I had a conversation with Robin recently on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
She had purchased a lot of V-Bucks, and I told her I wasn't really much of a gamer anymore. And I asked her what a V-Buck was. And, she told me it's a thing you could smoke.
What?
Or maybe, I can't even remember. But, Alan, do you know what a V-Buck is?
No, I thought, is that like some, one of the currencies you tip people on Twitch?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
What's a V-Buck?
It has nothing to do with a virgin buck, right?
No, that's what all, that's
still,
all you carry in your wallet.
I would still have a V-Buck.
Yeah. V-Bucks? What is a V-Buck? Oh, it's for Fortnite. Oh, it's a Fortnite money. Oh, okay. I forgot that Robin's into Fortnite now. She did get the Daddy Dom Mercy skin that everybody's been talking about.
Whoa!
So did I. It's 15 V-Bucks. It's the one where she's dressed up as a Maho Shoujo.
Oh, no.
She's from the Maho Shoujo site.
Oh, my God. She is kind of an unfortunate soul.
That is true. Yeah.
And
it's very weird that it replaces her healing staff with a box cutter. It's fucked up, if you ask me. Anyway, that was our most popular segment. Now it's time for our hottest segment, Domino's Goes.
Oh my god, I'm so ready.
Yeah, I had a really shitty pizza from Brooklyn Bros Pizza again.
Oh my gosh.
So we
you
got,
think coming from the home of American-style pizza, they'd be slamming.
Yeah, these fucking New York elites don't know anything about pizza.
These Ivy Coast, these Ivory Coast, North Africa.
Mm-hmm, yep, yep, mm-hmm, go ahead.
Yep, these pirates.
Oh,
no, I'm sorry. I'm thinking about the naval battles of the early,
you're
the late
about
1700s
you're
in
You're thinking
America.
About the first use of the U.S. Marines, actually,
yeah,
in Tripoli.
I am. I'm sorry. My
oh,
bad.
Boy.
I'm getting them mixed up.
Oh, boy. Anyway, the Brooklyn Bros pizza, man, is it garbage. We got that at work again, and my coworker who went to go get the pizza, so she went in there and she was like, yeah, I ordered, like, one of them was like I think it was like just like pepperoni and sausage and bacon. And there was one that was just like all vegetables, and there was one that was cheese. And she grabbed them, and they had them like sitting out like under like a heat lamp, and they looked like they'd been sitting there for like days. And they're like, yeah, we just made these. Here you go. And it's like, we got them, and they were like the driest, shittiest pizzas that I think I've maybe ever had in my life. It's like if somebody got a bowling alley pizza and then like put it in one of those humidors that they use to dehydrate cigars. It's like that. They're disgusting.
Yeah.
The one saving grace at Brooklyn Brothers Pizza is they have some pretty fucking good garlic knots. Mm-hmm. That's it. Everything else is horseshit, and I would never, if you're ever in the Asheville area, do not go to Brooklyn Bros Pizza.
There are two times I care about garlic knots. That's a quality pizza place in a furry AU Mario fanfiction.
I was thinking about furry, my furry Dragon Ball fan fiction.
Oh, fuck. I was going to say when Wario totally
turns into Wario, the werewolf Wario.
I think there's a vampire Wario.
There is a vampire Wario. I forgot that in Wario's, in the Wario games, he does turn into a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm. There's a zombie true. Wario. You could have a whole...
Isn't it weird how in the Wario games, like, he's canonically, like, he's invincible? Isn't that weird?
That's because he is invincible. Because the love in my heart, he makes him strong.
No, it's because he's libertarian.
It's true.
Yeah, nothing can hurt
him. Small business owner. Yeah. He's the backbone of our nation. We can't let small business owners die.
And then, every now and then, Princess Peach comes around and says, you didn't build that. And he gets real mad. Anyway, so yeah, gross pizza. You know what is fucked up though? I was also going to say that I got the Little Caesar's stuffed crust pizza. It's also kind of bullshit, but it's just like normal pepperoni pizza. It's fine. The crust is whatever. Something I forgot to put on this list, Hunt's Brothers pizza that you buy literally from a gas station, better than Brooklyn Bros, better than Little Caesar's.
Yeah.
Hunt's Brothers pizza. I don't know if this is just like the Hunt's Brothers pizzas around me are good. But, like, I've never had a bad piece of Hunt's Brothers pizza. It's honestly some of the best pizza I've ever had, and it's bought from a literal gas station. Mm-hmm. What's going on?
Do you think... I think it's made out of brother meat, because it is Hunt's Brothers.
Oh, wow. Do you think, like, the brothers, like, killed... Like, they... Mm-hmm. They, like... they. That's, like, the Cain and Abel?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Think about it.
Russ, turn down your volume a little bit. I can hear it echo.
Oh, my God.
Only when I'm really loud. I don't think it's going to be an issue, but... Anyway.
Okay, I made you very quiet.
Okay, that's fine. As long as you can hear me.
Loud and well. 2-4, good friend.
Okay, Russ, what kind of pizza do you eat?
Oh my gosh, I have a hot new review.
Uh-oh.
Oh my god, of a flat... This is a flash spanking new product, and people probably have been clamoring, like, should I check this out? And I'm going to say no. This has been a week for bad pizza. Besides, like, a pizza you've reviewed plenty of times on the show already.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got the DiGiorno's deep dish pan pizza.
Oh.
And it's, like, DiGiorno's attempt at trying to do, like, the Little Caesars pan pizza they've been having for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, not very good. It was really bready.
Oh,
and it didn't have a, like... It was like that stinginess with pepperoni that DiGiorno and these frozen pizzas have, where they're like, we'll put about 7 on there.
On the whole pizza?
Lucky number.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was really big, and it was really bready, but the bread, the crust's not, like, mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going for this whole, and they were, it was so oily. They were, I think they were going for this whole thing, like, oh, it's so oily that when you cook it and it comes out, the sides will be, like, caramelized. Like, that was on their advertising to me, and, like, this is just, it just shows that,
and
like,
you bought it because you thought it would be Carmelita Fox from the Sly Cooper games.
Yes, and I love her.
It's true.
Oh, I love her. Oh, Carmelita, why? Why'd you choose a criminal as a seeker of truth?
Damn. You are kind of like a Bentley figure, except, like, not as smart.
No.
Yeah.
I do sit in a rolling chair.
You do? Yeah, it's just your desk chair. That's your Bentley cosplay. You paint yourself green,
yeah.
and you take, like, two of those, like, what are those things called? Like, woolly bear, those, like, big orange caterpillars, and you stick them on your eyebrows. And you say, Sly!
I'm like, actually, if I was going to compare myself to anything, it'd probably be the racing missions from the first
game. Yeah, where Murray has to
drive around and nobody wants me there.
Yep. Do you ever think about Sly Cooper 3 when they gave Bentley, like, a gamer GF?
Oh, yeah. Yes. And then in the fourth one, she became evil.
Did she?
And that pissed the furry community off, by the way.
Oh, yeah. That was why they had to go back in time and some bullshit.
Yeah, and she thought that Bentley wasn't famous enough for being the world's greatest inventor, and that he was stuck in Sly's shadow, and she was like, I'm going to change history as to make Bentley the hero of the games.
You know, is that really evil, or is that just love?
What are you saying? Would you want a woman
to go back in time and make it to where I'm the hero of the podcast? Yes. I mean, I already am, villain? But...
The problem is there is no hero on our podcast.
Well, that's the thing.
Just
I guess
villains.
The hero of the podcast is those couple of episodes that we wind up losing because of audio issues. That's the hero of the podcast, I guess.
That's the hero. That's the one who saved the day. Audacity, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Audacity and Discord and Skype. Yeah. Anyway, speaking of heroes, I've got a new story about a company that's being a hero to people living on the opposite side of the country from New York. Pizza places generally deliver within 2 to 5 miles, but Patsy's Pizzeria in New York will be going to extra 2,800 miles to L.A. thanks to a partnership with JetBlue. May 9th to 11th, the airline will deliver 350 Patsy's Pizzeria pies daily from JFK to LAX. Okay. So it starts in East Harlem, where they're going to be baked and placed in coolers for the flight at 8 a.m. Then, once arriving at LAX at 1:30, brought to a kitchen and prepped for final delivery to a customer's home. The stunt, called Pie in the Sky, is to promote their L.A. to New York City route. That's it. So, I mean, this kind of sucks, though. Anybody that lives within a delivery zone within, like, LAX can either get a 16-inch cheese for $12 or pepperoni for $15. And you can just order this fucking New York pizza that they're going to fly from there. So, I mean, this is a pizza that they're cooking in New York. They're putting in a cooler and mailing to, or sending on a plane to fucking LA and then reheating. This pizza looks pretty good. Like, it looks like a classic New York pie. But, like, I don't know, man. Would you have somebody fly you a pizza?
If I was rich, yeah. If I was bougie enough.
I want, like, a pizza, like, airdrop to me, like a fucking Halo ODST.
Hell yeah.
Like, orbital drop of pizza in my fucking yard. I don't know. I mean, I just wonder, like, how it's going to hold up. Both the transit from New York to California, then reheated, then also transit from, like, your car, from their, like, in their car, like, from LAX to your house. So, very difficult. Also, I think it's funny that they have a very limited delivery range around LAX, considering that they're flying it across the country. Whatever. Russ, I know we're kind of rough on Pizza Hut, but now they're doing something that we might enjoy. From nearly 100 stores in Arizona and California, they will be delivering 6 packs of beer.
Whoa. Oh, yeah, I did see something about that.
Yes. Let's see. they just want you to just buy some fucking beer. You can get Coors Light, Blue Moon, or Miller High Life six packs through their website or app. California residents won't have the delivery charge waived for purchasing beers. Oh, yeah. They're shaving off the delivery charge for people in Arizona with these purchases. It will be delivered in a custom cooler. Let me look at this press release real quick and see what this cooler looks like. Are they going to show me the fucking picture of the cooler? No, they're not. They suck. Anyway, yeah. So you can get a fucking beer. Now, I am kind of mad that they're not giving me my Dilly Dilly juice.
Yeah.
They're not giving me my fucking Bud Light that I want, that the people want.
By the way, if you want to leave a review for our podcast on iTunes and all you want, just real quick, drop a Dilly Dilly as your review for iTunes. If two or three, hey, first person to do that gets a free copy of Sonic Mania on Steam.
This isn't because Rust was just cleaning his room for the first time in years and found a Sonic Mania key.
You get a Steam key, the first person to leave a Dilly Dilly.
Tweet it at us or something.
Yeah, and then... I want to have a big, strong Dilly Dilly. And you can put whatever you want, but I want a Dilly Dilly with an exclamation point.
Yeah, all and caps online, preferably. That needs to be the subject line of the review, is Dilly Dilly.
Yes.
Please. Because I think that will give us the SEO juice that we need to
just
finally
like Dilly Dilly is the SEO juice I consume.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Yeah. Dilly Dilly. Can we talk about the rationale behind like why I think they went with that? I think they, somebody, the marketing guy who's like just some 50-year-old dude who's like, okay, what do people like? People like Game of Thrones. They like fantasy. They like Westworld. So we got to go with the old-timey shit. But they also want it to be young. So we got to have everybody in the thing be in the, like their late 20s. They like Bud Light, right? That's what we're trying to sell. They don't really like Bud Light, but let's pretend they do. And now we just got to say something like huzzah, but like, ooh, bully. And then somebody was like listening to that shitty song Wooly Bully from like the 70s or whatever. And he's like, I've got it.
Uh-huh. I only listen to the good shit from the 19... I think that's a 1950s song.
Oh, really? Yeah, probably.
Bully Bully.
Yeah. Bully, now, bully. I did originally think when somebody told me about Dilly Dilly, I did think it was about Dill Pickles from the Rugrats.
That was about Dilbert.
Oh, boy, Dilbert Dilbert.
No, so funny. I wonder what he's been up to. What is Adam Scott doing with Dilbert these days?
He's actually on a feature with Kanye now.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. My beautiful Dark Logic fantasy.
My Dilbert, my beautiful Dilbert fantasy.
Yes. Oh, boy.
This Dilbert guy, he thinks different. He's not under anybody else's control.
He does have dragon energy. That's why his tie curves up. The politics of... I've got an article here from Atlas Obscura. The politics of smuggling pizza-making videos into North Korea. Hwang Kim, a South Korean artist, made headlines for smuggling unusual contraband across the border to North Korea. Home cooking videos. They are part of a series of short films Kim directed, dubbed Pizzas for the People, that he burned onto 500 DVDs. It was a sly act of resistance to subtly challenge an ideological status quo. It's just a documentary that shows around, that follows several South Korean actors showing about like how the film is intended to be highly stylized satire of North Korea, where you need to be part of the political elite to eat pizza. But then he wants the audience to imagine the unthinkable. What if North Korea became democratic? What mechanisms would be at play at this transformation? And what would they do with their newfound freedom? The first film, they show how to hack a pizza at home by using a whiskey bottle as a roller. In it, she criticizes the exclusive nature of pizza restaurants in Pyongyang, which has seen several Italian-inspired eateries open in recent years, despite the ongoing food shortages and undernourishment. It's so hard to get a chance to eat there, she says. It's like asking for the moon and the stars. At $5 to $10 each, pizza is still astronomically expensive for many locals. In 2016, North Korea's per capita gross national income was about $1,300 a year. So only a handful of people in New York and the North Korean capital can, and along with foreigners and diplomats and stuff, can actually afford buying pizza in the capital. Let me see if there's anything else in here. There's a picture of a pizza in Pyongyang, and it does not look good. There's no cheese on it. It looks like they've just got like some prosciutto and a couple of spices. The crust looks okay, though. But yeah, okay. I mean, it looks okay. There's just no cheese on it, right? Like, I mean, the meat looks fine.
Certain cultures aren't super into cheese. Maybe they're just not into that cheese.
Is it a pizza if it doesn't have cheese, though? I don't know. It seems just kind of like a meat pie. They are teaching you how to make pizza. There's a screenshot here of a lady pointing at a tomato. It says, you can easily get this in first or second department store in Pyongyang. About where to get tomatoes, I guess. So I guess you can learn to make your own pizza. Oh, here we go. The chefs don't throw the dough. They cover pies with less cheese. In lieu of toppings such as kimchi and fruit. That's weird. Okay. So I guess they do put some cheese on there, but they also put, like, more, you know, kimchi or fruit. I could go for a fruit pizza. Also kimchi pizza. But, anyway, yeah. Huh. I guess they're teaching them how to make pizza pies. Do you think that Trump is going to use that in his negotiations?
Oh, man.
I think he's gonna fuck it up, though. He's gonna fuck it up and, like, bring them Papa John's, and they're like, nope, we're out.
Yeah, I think that would be... Have we ever talked about... What do you think Trump eats on a pizza?
Oh, boy. So, okay, we know canonically that Trump eats well-done steak. He eats... When he goes to McDonald's, he gets McDonald's religiously, and he gets a Big Mac, two Big Macs without any bread, and then a fish filet also without bread, because he's trying to watch his carbs. So just big chunks of gray meat. So I think, what's the pizza equivalent of that? I feel like
he gets an original Pizza Hut crust and then a hot dog, just a full hot dog cut up.
And he rolls
one hot dog. He rolls it up and he goes, "Best Brooklyn dish I've ever had."
Yeah, that's the thing. He's like a New York
stuff in Manhattan.
He's a New York guy, but he's like he's definitely going to Brooklyn Bros Pizza. Like my coworkers are, and is like eating this pizza that's been sitting under a hot lamp, or like just like stopping by like a Chuck E. Cheese, and he's like, "Hey, it's like Kim Jong Un. I got this Brooklyn pie." Yeah, I think he probably likes Papa John's pizza because Papa John said something nice to him once. And it is kind of like that weird cardboard flavor that I think he'd like.
Yeah, two men who are equally as leathery.
Yes, yes.
If not, maybe Trump might be a little bit more leathery. I don't know. That's a tough.
It's very tough. I think Papa John has less feeling in his face now. Like, I feel like he's more mask-like. Like, he looks like a kabuki or something. Like, he looks like...
He's wearing a no-mask?
Yeah, he's wearing a no-mask. He's like Asuka.
He's slowly turning into a no-face from Spirited Away.
Basically. I mean, yeah, he kind of...
Instead of consuming spirits, he consumes whole pepperoni sticks. Or,
yes, yes.
Sorry, am I interrupting your thought by doing this transition?
No, I was about to jump to this. Or maybe he drinks the new gallon jugs of garlic dipping sauce that you can buy at Papa John's.
Oh, fuck.
Yes, if you go to papajohns.fuji.com, FOOJI.com. You can buy a extra large jug of Papa John's garlic sauce for $20. You can enter their how do you hashtag garlic sauce campaign.
How do you garlic sauce? What the fuck does that mean?
How do you garlic sauce?
How do you?
You can also buy garlic sauce merch, like t-shirts and featuring the dipping sauce. Because, you know.
I need to take a screenshot. I need to take that tag, how do you garlic sauce, and then
post it on your cum tributes?
Post it on the Judgy Ito chapter where he eats the grease.
That's actually a very good idea. You should do that before I do it.
You'll probably do it because I'm lazy.
That's true. But if you don't do it by the end of this episode, I'm probably going to do it. That's pretty good. Have you had their garlic sauce?
Yeah, of course I have. That comes with the pizza.
I mean, you can choose other sauces. You can get like marinara, really? Or like ranch or something.
You gotta get that garlic sauce.
I mean, okay, so that is the.
Get cardboard. You gotta slather it in some sauce.
You gotta slather it in food lube, and I think this is one of the first things. Is I actually do like the garlic sauce, but the pizza necessitates the garlic sauce because it is straight cardboard. So like, there's no way to eat that pizza other than just dipping it in that sauce. Also, if you get, I had a shirt that I was wearing in like seventh grade that I ate Papa John's in, and I got one single drop of the garlic sauce on, and that stain never came out. Just like a polo shirt, also, I got a stain in.
That was the mark of death, like in Berserk.
Yeah, also, that was also stained from My Hero Academia. I became him. Oh, boy. Much like Papa John, he does not have a nose. And it was also based on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Just like Papa John. So, yeah, anyway, I guess if you're just a fucking nasty creep, you can go buy all this. You can buy this garlic sauce. Do you think somebody's going to do, like, a garlic sauce challenge, though? And, like, drink the whole gallon? Like, a gallon of milk?
I hope it's a YouTube asshole and they die.
Like Logan Paul. Like,
Okay, that was my first thought, but I didn't want to be so on the nose.
No, yeah, I mean, Logan Paul is... But Logan Paul is probably going to make, like, a rat drink, like, a gallon of it. And then, like, taser it and make it puke it back up.
Explode.
Yes.
He kind of looks like a sentient gallon of garlic sauce.
True. He does. I think he's going to drink it and then he's going to like literally become like the Junji Ito grease man. Or he's going to turn into the roach man from Men in Black and just kind of look wet and greasy all the time. So, sorry, Logan Paul.
Sorry,
Logan Paul. Isn't there like a big like YouTuber like Twit versus Twitch like Fortnite tournament going on right now?
Oh, I thought it was like an East Coast West Coast feud, and they were like shooting each other in the street. To which I say, finally, the internet is cool.
Yeah, that would be cool if there was like just some fucking like Biggie and Tupac shit.
and then like that Eminem video, Logan Paul puts out a video like, yo, this has gone too far.
Like toy soldiers. You shouldn't have insulted like my little cousin who watches my videos.
My little cousin, you called them a bad content liker, and you told them to take their Instagram and shove it up their ass.
You downvoted their video.
You reposted their Instagram photo and said, these noodles don't even look fucking good.
Damn.
Nobody cares you have a spiralizer made fun noodles, you fucker.
What's a spiralizer? Is that something I should buy?
It's a thing that, like, you like, strip vegetables until, like...
Oh, and you make, like, the vegetable pasta.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's for, like, the low carbs, the paleo.
Yeah, it's for us paleo freaks.
Now, Russ, just because you jerk off to Mrs. Flintstone does not mean you're a paleo freak.
Hey, is it a Wilma day or a Betty day? It just depends on my mood.
Yeah, that really does put into context all the times I've accidentally... You left your mic on, and I've heard you go, rubble.
Yabba dabba do.
Yeah. Welcome to Sharon Rock Stone. Vegas.
Yeah.
Welcome to
Rock Vegas.
Yeah, you do call that getting your rocks off.
Rock Vegas, by the way, my favorite movie of all time. You know what? French Stewart. was Barney Rubble French Stewart?
I think he was, yeah. Do you know what the one thing I remember about that? Because it was on Nick at Night at one point. I remember Rosie O'Donnell was Betty, and there was one scene in that where she explained to, like, Wilma and or Fred that, like, no, don't cut lettuce with a knife. It makes it turn brown. Rip it apart with your hands. I'm like, right. Okay. I'm like, is that a thing? And then I'm like, I guess that's a thing. So then I never cut lettuce with a knife again because Betty Rubble told me not to.
No, it was Rick Moranis. Oh, no. Rick Moranis' last role.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. Sorry, Rick Moranis.
Oh, Jane Krakowski replaced Rosie O'Donnell? That's too much.
That's very fucked up.
It's so fucked. Is this the next movie we're going to have to watch?
Let's go watch Viva Rock Vegas. It's Wayne Newton in that one.
Yeah, movies that nobody will ever watch.
Yeah, we're not going to get anybody to watch this.
You think anybody watched Doug's first movie? By the way,
yes,
Alan, just want to let you know, I was trying to, when me and my improv team were trying to come up with names for the team, I did throw Doug's second movie in there.
You know what? That is actually the best improv
That would have been so fucking funny to me only.
Like, to me and you, that's the only people that would enjoy that joke.
We were the only two people, but it would make me laugh every time an adult person would be forced to say, "And everybody, welcome to the stage, Doug's second movie."
Oh, man.
That's a good joke. Anyway, I tried.
Oh, boy.
Fuck.
Russ, can we make a pact right now that if either one of us becomes like a millionaire or billionaire, that we will bankroll Doug's second movie?
Yeah, no, in a heartbeat.
Yeah, like that's before I do anything else.
It will look like Flash animation shit.
No. I want Yuasa or somebody. Like, I want like an anime guy to make. Studio Ghibli presents Doug.
We're gonna bring Richard Williams back to life. To hand animate it.
Yeah. I need there to be Doug's second movie.
Oh my god.
Doug's second movie.
Doug's second movie.
What would even happen in Doug's second movie?
Herman Melville would come back.
You know what's fucked up, Russ? Is there is a good chance that we will get Doug's second movie sometime in our lifetime? Because we did get the Hey Arnold Jungle movie,
but
if you remember.
It, the problem is that, like, Nickelodeon owns, you know, they straight up own Hey Arnold, they straight up own Rocko's Modern Life. The rights for Doug is just all fucked up.
I mean, they belong to Disney now, who, by the way, owns Marvel, so there's a good chance the Quail Man will appear in Avengers Infinity War Part 2.
Hey, Joe Russo, hear me out. Anthony Russo, I know you would not fuck with this, but Joe, hear me out.
Yeah, go ahead.
Imagine being a fan of the Marvel. Spoiler alert, skip 30 seconds or to a minute. Imagine being a Marvel fan and like Quail Man surviving and not.
Yes, and also it's like, oh, by the way, Quail Man slipped and cracked one of the gems. Nobody's. It's like, well, nothing too bad. Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Quail Man. I would like it if Quail Man just appeared. Like, at the end of the movie, like, after all the action had happened.
A stinger.
Like fucking Nick Fury pulls out his pager and he calls Quail Man. And then you hear...
Doug's second movie.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, boy. We've talked about one great hero. Let's talk about the greatest hero.
I did think it was fucked up when Roger Klotz's arm did get chopped off by a portal.
Funny!
He got blasted at an airlock. Oh, man.
The ending of Logan, but with Roger Klotz.
Oh, man. Roger Klotz.
I think Roger Klotz is one of my favorite characters.
Can we get a live-action Doug? Could we cast live-action Doug? So, okay.
Who would Roger play Klotz? Klotz?
Macklemore, obviously.
True.
That'll be
his Fresh Prince.
Now, who would be Doug, though? I'm thinking Michael Cera.
Yeah, he's a little old for it now. Why not Tom Holland?
Why? You know what? Tom Holland, yeah. Tom Holland is Doug.
Skeeter? Donald Glover.
Russ, I was literally going to say Donald Glover.
He's hot right now.
I do like the time that Skeeter looked at the camera and said, "This is America." Honk honk.
Blue Man, get your money.
Yeah.
Blue Man, get your money.
Oh, anyway. Boy. It is weird that if you look around in the background, you see Mr. Dink riding a horse.
What's this mean? Mr. Dink gets shot in the back of the fucking head.
That's what I've always wanted to do. Oh, boy.
Sonic News, Views, Reviews, and Toots.
Yeah. Fucking no. Sega President speaks on Sonic's comeback. So Variety has an article up. There's an interview on Sega President Haruki Satomi, who sat down and interviewed with CNBC during the Young Presidents Organization. Let's see. He talked about several years ago when we launched a Sonic game, the reception was very bad. There was a site called Metacritic that aggregates the critics and scores games from 1 to 100. And at that time, Sonic got 30 out of 100. We did not meet those expectations for the fan base we have. So after I took the lead, I said it will never happen again. And I told our development team, or even sales team, that we should not release a game until we 100% agree with what we agree with and are confident of the quality. He's referring to 2006's Sonic the Hedgehog, which has gone up a little bit to 46%. And that's why there's no bad games after Sonic 06. Yep, there you go. End of the story.
Never been a single bad in.
Yeah, so let's see, blah, blah, blah. One of the answers I gave was the earliest two titles, which we released last year, Sonic Mania and Sonic Forces, especially Sonic Mania, which got an 80 to 85-ish on Metacritic. Man, this guy really fucking loves Metacritic. Fans are excited about this game, and people really love it. Now, he doesn't mention anything about the Metacritic score for Sonic Forces, probably because he doesn't want to make Sonic Mania look bad. Let's see. When asked about the possibility of Sonic beating Mario, Satomi was keen on playing up their partnerships in the Mario and Sonic the Olympic Games. The way he sees it, Mario and Sonic are now friends, and they partnered to make even better products. We're teaming up to entertain our fans. Simply the competition in the smartphone game has been very high and getting higher and higher, so we decided not to release too many titles over the last 2 years. Okay, I don't really care about that. Number one comment, Lee says, what the fuck is Sega Sammy?
What the fuck?
Why don't we call our friend Sam Sega Sammy? We should do that. What do you think about this guy's interview? Do you believe him?
I don't think if I was Nintendo, I'd watch their fucking back, because Sega's gonna stab him in the back. And let's just say, hey Mario, your little brief fling with Sonic, thinking that you're the player. Watch out, because Klonoa's moving in on that. You need that Klonoa Sonic crossover.
Speaking of This Is America, Shadow's gonna put a bag on Mario's head and shoot him.
It's gonna happen. Watch out, you little Italian fuck. Get ready to go to a sunken ship at the bottom of an ocean.
Like, get out here, you little paisan. Somebody bought a brand new copy of Sonic the Hedgehog 2 for the Game Gear.
Yeah, I did. I think a lot of us have heard of it.
Yes.
And I want to say it was me.
Oh, wow. Where'd you find it?
Found it at the...
at the IKEA?
I found it at the IKEA.
Oh, wow. Was it under the escalator with the meatballs, or...?
No. It was deep into IKEA. This was about day 3 or 4 that we quested out and about, me and these sad dads. And
by the way, it's very weird that I just sent you on like a quest to go get some like lawn furniture, and it took you 3 or 4 days to come back.
You'll go into IKEA and you lose track of time. You know what I mean?
I mean, it is like time does move differently in IKEA.
Yes, that's true.
And what's really weird is when you left, you looked at a picture on the wall from like 1920 and you were in it.
Oh my God.
You never leave IKEA.
I was constructing furniture.
I was
the little gray guy, by the way. But, there was at one point, there was a challenge. It was asking like, what is familiar, but what also is not the same. Everybody was saying shit like my wife, my kid, and they would all melt. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? And me, I'm the only one who knows what was up with this riddle master. I was wearing like a Rystar shirt from like Games Done Quick a few years ago. I'm like, uh-huh. Sonic 2, and he got out his spell wand to like melt me. I'm like, for the Game Gear, and the spell redirected back into him, and it revealed he was actually a turtle that had been turned into a man. It was kind of crazy.
Yeah, was it Bentley?
It was not Bentley. It was just one of those long neck turtles.
Oh, okay. Okay, sure.
The dark magic runs deep there.
Yeah, it is kind of like Annihilation inside of IKEA. Like, it's very weird.
The normal rules don't apply. It's a little bit of... I think that really attributes to the success is the aesthetics of IKEA, because it's a little bit of Westworld. It's a little bit of Annihilation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit of No Man's Sky, but the less disappointing parts. Yeah.
Well, I mean, in No Man's Sky, you were just like kind of hacking apart furniture to get resources.
That's true.
Yeah.
I had to eat a lot of cardboard that week.
Yeah, it that's true.
It's kind of like Horizon Zero Dawn, where there's roving end tables that you have to like shoot at with a bow and arrow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
there's a lot of white people dreads there too.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yes. Yes.
Weird multiculturalism. That
That doesn't really quite. It's a little bit weird.
It's a little weird. You could tell it was made by Nordic Europeans who don't quite get it.
Yes. Yes. Like the Witcher people made this, or something like that.
No, sure. Where is Guerrilla Games based out of?
I don't know.
I need to finish Denmark.
I need to finish that game. By the way, it's pretty. It's a very pretty game. Man,
not enough boy in it for your tastes.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't have enough mad dad screaming boy. You know what?
I had a lot of mad dads.
Yeah, I was about to say, you had a lot of that. That was basically, you were on like a God of War kind of quest there. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Except you kept on throwing an axe, but it never came back.
I kept throwing axes.
Yeah, yeah. And trying to do double axe handles like Vegeta. You fucked up.
That's what I'm always trying to do with my wife, because she's a freaking battle axe.
Ugh.
But she never comes back!
Yeah, exactly. Anyway... Russ, I've got some fucking dark, Black Mirror shit happening here.
Oh no.
OpenAI competition takes on Sonic the Hedgehog. So there was something a while back that they've had, the OpenAI had a competition to teach, AIs how to play Super Mario Bros. Or Space Invaders, or even like the original Doom. But the thing that's a little bit complicated here is that, you know, they're trying to like get the best score and get through the level as quickly as possible, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But as we all know, Mario levels are much, much, much simpler than a Sonic level.
Right.
So they've been, you know, teaching these AIs. And in one of these cases here, in one of the underwater levels, the machine did learn to glitch through a wall as a shortcut. So, yeah. Let's see. They're not going in blind. The risk of breaking an AI from the first is too high. Researchers will have all the time in the world to design a training and learning mechanism based on a selection of Sonic levels. The test will involve applying that training mechanism to a new set of levels under a strict time limit, 18 hours of game time. So you got to teach it some different Sonic, like, you know, some old Sonic levels, and then they'll put it in different levels and see if it can do it, which is going to be tricky because, you know, there might, a lot of these levels have like a gimmick or like a, you know, something special about it, like, you know, chemical plant zone. Mm-hmm. You know, you might have like the fucking underwater like shit. And how's it going to handle that? The jumping's different. It's weird.
What if the my big worry is the robot's going to discover that it's killing other robots in the game and realize that humans have been designing anti-robot propaganda and using the power of Sonic to spread that kind of message.
Damn.
See, because I mean, they don't really understand the nuance. You know, because, you know, it's like a child.
Yeah.
Whereas we understand that Eggman is the perversion of it all, and that without him, we'd be happy.
Now, what if it turns into E-102 Gamma, the good robot that gains self-awareness?
Oh, wow. It would make me very sad, because when E-102... Spoiler alert! Skip ahead 30 seconds. When E-102 dies, I bawled.
And he says, I don't feel so good.
Feels so good.
Yes. Anyway... You know what? I've got something that'll cheer you up, Russ.
Oh God, please! I'm feeling so dark.
Okay.
I've got one of these gallon jugs of garlic dipping sauce
to drink your pain away.
Drink the pain away.
I've got a two this week. Hershey St. John.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, hold on. Let me tell you this before you click on the link. Hershey St. John, her maiden name Hershey the cat. Tell me what she looks like and what her deal is. She
sounds like a fucking diaper freak. Yeah, like, you know, it's got a toilet in it, and it's got a fucking Hershey squirts in it. I'm just saying, you know? Squirt John. I'm just saying.
Okay.
They look like the Philly Fanatic, because, you know, Pennsylvania, the Hershey's chocolate.
Oh, that's not where I expected you to go, but okay. So, click on this.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Can you describe what you're looking at?
It's a Pepe Le Pew Target lady.
Okay, look at her husband. Click on the link for Jeffrey St. John.
Oh, Jeffrey St. John's like a super famous character.
He's a skunk, Russ. You should know this.
I know this character. He's really infamous.
Everybody knows Jeffrey St. John.
No, do you know the story behind Jeffrey St. John?
What story are you talking about specifically?
The one where Princess Ellie Acorn, I think, died? Or almost died.
So part of this, you might be getting this mixed up with this. So as this came into play, this first paragraph here, Hershey became a major player on the scene when she was used by Drago Wolf, her abusive boyfriend, during Operation Endgame, in which she nearly killed Sally Acorn, though she believed she was killing Snively. Following this and Drago's arrest, she became interested in Jeffrey St. John. She joined the Secret Service and has participated in numerous missions until she married Jeffrey. Sometime later, she disappeared on a deep cover assignment, leading Jeffrey to believe she was dead. So, what happened? Drago Wolf tricked her into wearing a Sonic the Hedgehog disguise. However, the mask contained eyepieces that caused the wearer to see Snively Kintobor in place of everyone else. So it's like that one stand from Part 8 JoJo's where everybody has the same face, except they all look like Snively, and I cannot think of anything scarier. Where a world where everybody looks like Snively? Ooh. That's hellish.
No, for real.
That's the worst thing that could happen. This led to Hershey cutting a rope that Sally was hanging from, thinking that Snively was dangling from it. Later, listening to Drago musing about his future position of power guaranteed by his betrayal of Knothole to Dr. Robotnik, she learned the awful truth. Horrified by her actions, she had a sobbing breakdown, only for her guilt to become rage as she went after Drago, attacking him and knocking him unconscious. She then told Sonic what she'd been duped into doing, apologizing profusely. She was not charged and soon began eyeing Jeffrey St. John. So, yeah. There's a bunch of, frankly, upsettingly sexual pictures in here, like of her laying in the, like in some sort of like vent, like it's
no,
yeah, it's
and now Jeffrey St. John lives on in the Penderverse.
Yes,
I think she might be there too.
I think so.
God,
anyway,
to live in the Penderverse.
I've got something here. She was briefly involved with Drago Wolf. Blah blah blah. Drago's feeling superficial at best, blah blah blah. The final blow, blah blah blah. What happened? She nearly smashed his face in with a rock when she broke up with him and beat him up.
What the fuck?
Yeah, she joined the Secret Service. They got married. They also got infected with nanites at some point, and the following year, the two got married as their final wish while held at gunpoint by a group of SWAT bots. Following their rescue by the recently returned Sonic, they left on their honeymoon, and their feelings have remained strong ever since. She was initially meek, which made her a target for Drago's manipulation and eventual abuse. She had an emotional breakdown when she learned of his true nature and almost smashed his head with a rock. And then she became more confident and joined the Secret Service. Ian Flynn, the current writer of the Archie Sonic series, this was written a while ago, planned to reveal what happened to Hershey, but has stated in SegaBits Ask Ian number 6 podcast that his plans for Hershey have been shelved due to circumstances beyond his control. Who knows? Appearance. It does mention that there is just a Looney Tunes goof. Which, hey, that's a character that plays really well in 2018. Pepe Le Pew. Good job, guys. That's probably why she's not appeared anymore, huh?
Yeah.
You can't... Pepe Le Pew is not good.
And then Pepe Le Pew...
There is, like, a bunch of stuff of, like, her wearing, like, a weird mech suit and him also wearing, like, a crazy, like, XCOM, like, weird battle suit.
How did the lunatics fit into this, by the way?
Oh, boy. I think about the lunatics a lot.
I think about the lunatics at least once a week.
Can we watch the lunatics?
Can you watch the lunatics? Has it been scrubbed from the internet?
But they're still unleashed, last I checked.
The lunatic, Alan, I regret to inform you, I've just gotten a letter from the president. The 1920s president. I got a fucking telegram. The lunatics have been re-leashed.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Please, get your young mothers together.
Mm-hmm.
And hold them close and weep.
So... I'm looking at the Lunatics Unleashed thing. So Ace Bunny, of course, is a descendant of Bugs Bunny. Lexi Bunny is a descendant of Lola Bunny. They are not related? Oh, wait. Her relation to Ace is, if any, is unclear. She could be in love with Ace and does not seem to... care deeply about him. I guess we never got into that. So I'm like, are they related? Is this like what happened? Also, Lexi Bunny's powers is brain blast, like Jimmy Neutron.
Shit.
I think she might be the descendant of Lola Bunny and Jimmy Neutron. This is very weird. Here's her abilities. Eavesdropping. She has very sensitive hearing. Brain blast. She shoots psychic energy from the top of her head. Chlorokinesis. She can control the growth of plants by emitting a brain blast at a chosen plant. And also create plants. That's very weird.
Very interesting.
These are very strange powers. Ace Bunny, optical enhancement. He has IR vision laser luck. He sees like heat vision. He shoots lasers at his eyes. And he also has a big giant laser sword. Man, what the fuck? This sucks.
We have to look into this. Apparently, according to Wikipedia, there's a character named Adolfo. Whoa. Voiced by Mark Hamill.
Hey, it's me, Astolfo.
Oh, shit. I've always been super curious about lunatics. I feel like we gotta watch this at some point.
What about the Ringmaster, voiced by Tim Curry?
That sounds good.
It does sound good. Otto the Odd.
Billy West voices Electro J. Fudd.
Oh, boy. Okay, hold on. Did you read the thing of what Adolfo is? He's a mutated dolphin who plans to revenge on the world by polluting the ocean and putting dolphins in aquarium theme parks. He plans revenge for people doing that. The pollution mutated dolphins with abilities to change into dolphin monsters with armored backs. This is like Echo the Dolphin dark timeline.
It's already the dark timeline.
Yeah, this is basically our dark timeline. He and his dolphins can manipulate wild dolphins and whales to create whirlpools to sink ships, oil rigs, etc. And islands. They can sink an island? That doesn't make sense. His henchmen captured Ace during the lunatic's aqua recon and trapped him in the tentacles of a giant jellyfish. This sounds like a totally spy situation. They were going to sink Acme Tropolis with a fucking whirlpool. Who's Tech? What the fuck? This is weird. Serena Williams was Queen Athena. What's going on?
The lunatics is so much.
Bootsy Collins was Bootes Belinda.
Okay, we have to watch the fucking lunatics. What about
Bootsy Collins and the Lunatics Unleashed?
Oh, fuck.
I would not rather be with the Lunatics Unleashed. Oh, boy.
Okay.
We gotta watch this.
We gotta answer some fan questions.
Oh, my bad. Tech E Coyote. Superhuman intelligence, magnetism, and molecular regeneration. He had a healing factor? What the fuck?
It's just like sexual magnetism. Mesmerized.
True. What the fuck? The Roadrunner guy had a GPS system put in his brain?
That was probably huge back in 2008, whenever this cartoon was made.
This is fucked.
What if we became the number one experts on Lunatics Unleashed?
What if we bankroll season two of Lunatics Unleashed? Like, you know how they're bringing back Young Justice?
Doug's second movie
and Young Justice.
You know how we're bringing back Doug's second movie? We're bringing the Lunatics Unleashed back, too.
Yes, definitely.
We're going to buy Lunatics Unleashed off of Warner Brothers, but we obviously wouldn't be able to use any of the Looney Tunes stuff, but we would just use the general, like, outline.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it would be Ace Rabbit, Lexi Rabbit, Danger Goose, Slam Australian. I don't know,
whoa,
it's going to be huge.
Hold on one second. Tech E Coyote was also voiced by the original voice of Chairman Drek from Ratchet and Clank.
Oh, no.
Oh, I hate this. Kevin Michael Richards. Oh, man. This sucks. What the fuck is this? Why is there, like, they give them all, like, weird number things? Like, Slam Tasmanian has a spin level of 8,447.8. What does that mean?
Eat your heart out, Jiro Zeppeli.
Yeah, he's got, like, the golden ratio.
The golden ratio.
Oh, man, he fucking, so like, he fucking turns him back, turns somebody, like, back in time or some bullshit, and like, they get stuck in a grave. Oh, boy. Jesus Christ.
I got some fan questions here for you, Alan. Do you want to hear them?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, first from the show, Sully. Sully, I think the first time I ever talked about you on the podcast, Sully, I told you to fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Now you've become such a beautiful friend. Thank you.
Thank you for being a friend.
Yeah, thank you for being a friend. Considering recent Twitter discourse, what type of human meat would be best on a pizza, Sully?
This is a tricky one.
Oh, boy.
Let me think about this. So, what are the best parts of animals traditionally?
We
eat a lot of, like, shoulder and, like, back and butt meat. I gotta go with one. I'm a big fan of cow tongue. That's actually what I'm gonna have for dinner. I'm gonna say people tongue.
But only of liars.
Yes, they only the tongue of liars.
because they it's use it more silver than anyone else. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna say the tongue of a liar.
The tongue of a liar for me. I would eat the chest of a rich man.
Okay, you were definitely thinking the chest of a busty babe.
No, that's not true. No.
Yep, that's what you're thinking.
No.
Sorry, Ross. That's your final answer.
Oh God, I've been trapped. This is entrapment.
Damn. Read these next questions.
Okay. Friend of the show, Nikara on Twitter asks, what Sonic characters like pineapple on pizza? I think we answer this about every other week.
Yeah, all of them. Next question, except for Eggman, he sucks.
It's okay. People are allowed to eat whatever the fuck they want on a pizza.
Yeah.
Big the Cat puts a big old fish on it and eats it up Heathcliff style.
Yep.
Yeah, that's okay.
Big the Cat kind of looks like the trash ape, too.
Yeah, that's the funny thing, is he's kind of a combo of the trash ape and Heathcliff. Kind of weird.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Does Sonic have feet canonically? Yeah, he walks on them.
Yes, have we ever seen his feet? So this is something I was talking to Danica about the other day, noted foot expert. We do know what Sonic characters' feet look like.
Yeah.
You know that, right? They look like Big the Cat's feet, which is just one big foot without toes.
Right.
That is what Sonic's feet look like. That's canonically Amy's look like, because there's a picture of her official art wearing sandals. So that's what Sonic's look like.
As somebody who's been playing Sonic Forces, we didn't even get into that. Fuck.
Yeah, you can see their feet, and they just look like Big the Cat's feet, right?
Yeah, as somebody who's been playing, you can totally see the feet, and they're like blobules. They're walking on blobules. Whoa.
It's kind of like, what's that one Kurt Vonnegut story, Galapagos or whatever, where the people get stranded on that island and over millions of years evolve into like little, their limbs turn into like little nubbins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like that. It's like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so that's what happened. Mm-hmm. I think it's because they were trapped on Angel Island for...
What I'm saying is you need to start reading Vonnegut. You have to read Vonnegut if you're going to get
you
Sonic.
You must.
God. I'm a white guy between the ages of 20 and 35, so I'm just going to yell loudly at you, you have to read Vonnegut.
Also read Gravity's Rainbow.
Also, read Infinite Jest. All books I've never read. One time I got in an argument with a person. I was like, hey, you should read JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. It's fucking weird as fuck. And I think they literally said, like, I read real books, and I already have something plenty weird. It's called Infinite Jest. So, you know what?
Oh, boy.
I guess that is the Infinite Jest.
Damn.
And last question. Zinsky, friend of the show, viral as all hell, posted a meme recently that I even saw on the timeline. I was like, shit, that's a good meme. Asks, since Sonic exists in ice cream form, would Sonic Pizza Sonic be possible? And posted an image of the Sonic ice cream.
Yes.
Yeah, I bet in Japan somewhere there'd be a Sonic-shaped pizza. That'd be fun.
I think it probably looks like our logo does.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Honestly, just look at our logo and then print that out.
And take
print
it to
that
the pizza. Take that to your pizzeria.
Yeah.
Take it to your pizzeria and say, can you make me a big spiky pizza?
This might bring some interesting conversation before we wrap up the show. Have you ever had like a weird shaped pizza before?
You know, I was thinking about that in the North Korea thing because they had one that looked like a star on the North Korean flag. Huh. I mean, like shaped like something else. I mean, is a calzone?
Papa Murphy's has, yeah, Papa Murphy's has a pumpkin-shaped pizza for Halloween and a heart-shaped pizza for Valentine's Day.
I have had a heart-shaped Valentine's Day personal pan pizza, and I got it I got it from, you know, it comes in like the heart-shaped box. I picked it up from Pizza Hut and I said, and I looked at it and said, hey, wait, I've got a new complaint.
I hate that I recognized where that joke was going halfway through, but then I thought, like, well, maybe Ellen won't do that.
You did.
What, you think I'm going to make a heart-shaped box joke and not say, hey, wait, I've got a new complaint?
you're so into grunge.
I am into grunge.
You're such a grungy person.
It's because those single moms, they were all alt moms, by the way.
They were all 90. Yeah, they all had, like,
they all had like tattoos and like flat and like flannel.
And wearing Converse.
I gotta tell you, it's really tough to get marinara sauce out of a flannel bikini.
Flannel bikini. That's another improv team name.
That's actually a pretty good one. I mean, it's probably better than like the Birthday Boys or something.
Wow, shots fired.
Mitch come on the show and defend the show. Fucking cuck.
I love that's become the equivalent of like, I want to get an autograph, so I'm going to send somebody a check with 50 cents and then you'll get the return with the signature on it. But the new version of that is saying mean things about a person on a podcast in the hope that they will come onto your podcast eventually.
Yes. He follows me on Twitter. He better. I think he only follows me because I posted like something about Heathcliff one time and like he saw it and like retweeted it. Wugger retweeted me too. And Bugman follows me. So Mitch, come on the fucking podcast.
Yeah. Come on, Mitch.
Yeah, come on. I need to hear about these fucking, like, we'll let you talk about for, like, an hour about your dumb Quincy pies or whatever that you ate with, like, with, what are his friends named? Like Slambot. Chinkbot. And, like, they're named, like, they have names like Eggman's sidekicks. Like his weird robot minions.
No, it was Chankton and Frailbot and Wu-Tang and...
Scratch, Grounder. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, Scratch, Grounder, Orbot, Cubot.
Yeah, yeah. Omochow. Yeah. Ooh, whoops, I wasn't supposed to reveal that Omochow actually works for Eggman.
Fuck! That was going to be the big twist.
That was going to be the big twist E3 at the reveal. End of the new movie.
Anyway, we gotta head out, Alan.
That you see Tails, he says, like, I don't feel so good. And then he falls down, he has a laser, like, a laser hole in the back of his chest. And Omochow is just, like, has, like, a gun.
It's like a DBC.
Yeah, it is exactly like DBC. Like he blasts through him like Piccolo's special beam cannon that they used to kill Nappa, Raditz. Sorry.
Yeah. Anywho, yes. Please follow me on Twitter, Piss Goblin. Follow Alan on Twitter, Action Alan.
Yes, and follow the podcast at Hogcast SD. You can also find it at Hogcast.com, Cuck.zone, Escape from the .city. Am I forgetting anything here? Oh, what was it? Hedgehog emoji, pizza emoji .ws.
Pizza eggplant emoji .ws.
I think
it was, right?
I think it was eggplant pizza emoji. It's supposed to be like right. Coming on a pizza, however that looks to you. I don't know. Depends on your operating system. It's one of the two. Uh-huh. Just roll the dice there. I have too many websites and Squarespace. Squarespace keeps calling me to tell me to make them into a reality. My dreams into a reality.
You should.
I mean, I should. Not now. The last time somebody did that was Pinhead trying to get me to solve a puzzle box.
pleasure and pain.
Oh, so it do be like that though, Pinhead. Yeah, it do be
it
like
do
that.
Be like that. Post Dilly Dilly. First person to post Dilly Dilly.
No, not just post Dilly Dilly. You need to review the podcast. I don't care if it's 5 stars or not. Just give it a review. The SEO juice. Give it a review and post Dilly Dilly, please.
Please. You get a free copy of
Sonic Mania.
For the PC.
PC, okay.
Yeah. Sure.
Good. Okay, yeah, do that. Dilly Dilly.
Dilly Dilly.
Live and learn.
Live and learn.